Thank you. First, my congratulations to all of our honorees tonight. Thank you so much for all you do to help build our party. My name is Nate Bolton, and I not only am a proud Democrat, but I'm a proud Iowan. I grew up in Southeast Iowa, Columbus Junction. Yeah, Columbus Junction. It's a town where my family pretty much all still lives. My grandfather worked for 20 years at Rath Packing House there. My father was a worker in a union tire plant in Muscatine, and my mom and stepdad still live on a heritage farm just outside of Columbus Junction. In fact, I get to brag a little bit. My cousin Mariah Pugh was just elected the Loisa County Fair Queen. I now live in East Des Moines, and I live there with my wife, Andrea, who I'm so proud of. She works for a conservation nonprofit, helping expand a network of trails in our state and protect our natural resources. When I ran for the Iowa Senate, I wanted to go to work for people like my parents and grandparents. But when I got to the Iowa Senate, the Republicans had full control of state government, and they didn't let us forget it. They only held back and took away from working Iowans as they grew $500 million and still growing in corporate giveaways and making a mess of our state budget. And to make up the difference, what did they do? They shortchanged some of the things we value most as Iowans. They underfunded our schools, closed our mental health institutions, showed no concern for Iowans' health care as they privatized Medicaid. They gutted collective bargaining for those who answer the call of public service and cut benefits for Iowans injured on the job. They defunded Planned Parenthood, forcing the closure of facilities and costing thousands of Iowans access to quality reproductive health care. Even Kim Reynolds knows she messed up. In her first address as governor, she pointed out problems in education and tax policy, as if those problems just fell from the sky the moment she was sworn in. No, no, no. She was a full partner to this agenda, and we're going to make sure she owns it in 2018. You see, these tough fights, they define us. And as proud Democrats, we've shown steel in our spine and resolve in our spirits. Senate and House Democrats were joined by thousands of Iowans who showed up at the Capitol, hundreds of Iowans who showed up at forums across the state. I was proud to stand with you and for you on the floor in the Iowa Senate, fighting each one of those fights with you. All through the night, as they tried to attack public sector workers, we fought. We stood there with you until they turned off our microphone. And the first time in the history of the Iowa Senate, they closed off debate just to get their way. Iowa is better than this. Iowans are better than this. That's why we chose to fight. And that's what I've done for 12 years as a workers' rights attorney. Standing up for people who have been injured at work. Standing up for people who have been sexually harassed in their workplace. Standing up for people wrongfully terminated. On behalf of public workers, I've taken on this Branstad Reynolds administration when they shut down mental health facilities, when they closed Iowa juvenile homes, when they did all the things they could to make it harder for Iowans to get ahead by shutting down workforce centers across the state. We beat them with the unanimous Supreme Court victory in 2012, and we will do it again in 2018. But if we are going to win, we have to do more than talk about the things that we are against. We have to talk about that positive vision forward for our state. Think about what Iowa can look like if we get back to doing the things that make us proud to be Iowans. Think about what it means to have a vision for the next 20 years, not just the next 20 months. Think about what it means if we get away from the economic quicksand of their corporate giveaways. If we know and value our real economic strength, our people, the most skilled, educated, and productive workforce in the world. While they hand out corporate coupons, we'll market to Iowa's strength, making sure that we have that skilled, reliable workforce ready to meet the challenges of a changing economy and where every worker is worth $15 an hour. Think about what it means for Iowa's future if we fully fund education, treat teachers like the professionals they are, make sure they are valued in our classroom so we can recruit the next generation of teachers. So no matter where you grew up or who your parents are, you have the opportunity to succeed in our state because of a quality Iowa public education. With that vision forward, we can embrace climate change as an economic opportunity for our state, actually making good quality jobs in the process with Iowa wind turbines and Iowa solar panels. It's about being a real partner with our small towns and communities across this state, investing their infrastructure so they can build the economies for tomorrow as well. We cannot take any more fiscal irresponsibility from the Republicans. No more education cuts. No more crumbling our rural economies. Make no mistake about it. This is a fight for the soul of our state. And we must win it in 2018. And we'll do it by highlighting the things that make us proud to be Iowans. Leading the nation in education. A strong and productive workforce. Safe and secure communities. I'm running for governor because I'm a proud Iowan. And together, we will win this fight for the soul of our state. Thank you very much.